There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It is the weekend. We are live and local each and every Saturday morning right here, 9 to noon. It's John Potter and Jay Biggs. Our phone number, 775-884-9910. Now, even if you don't want to call in and talk to us, you're too shy, that's all right. Craig's not going to bite your head off down in Carson City. You can text in. Once again, 775-884-9910. We get those.
And I still have tickets available. So keep on going, folks. Anybody wants to go tonight?
Tickets to the Nugget Comedy Show tonight.
Yeah, just make sure you text your first and last name, and if you want to go to the 6 or 8 o'clock show, that's all you have to do. There's 5 pairs of tickets for each show. The first 5 on each of those are going to win. So,
all right. In the studio, Tabby Dozier.
Hello.
This is a familiar name to Reno, right? Yes.
It's now Tabney Dozier Enterprises. We're going to talk about that later. Oh, my goodness. What have you done?
Yay.
I hear from so many people. Where is she? Why isn't she on the news anymore? You anchored the 10 o'clock and the 11 o'clock news for years on Channel 8. Tell people. Because I get this all the time from people. You were very popular.
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
Yes. So I moved out here. I'm from Kentucky. Thank y'all for having me.
Sure.
Southern Belle on the West Coast, baby.
There she goes.
I'm from Missouri. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you know about the humidity and the big mosquito.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And the shiesty people out there.
That's right about it. So I moved out here summer 2018 for, as John said, the evening anchor position. And so what happened was, you know, contracts come up. Before the contract was up, I experienced a devastating loss, and one of my best friends tragically passed away in a car accident.
Oh, sorry about that.
Thank you. He was only 31 and had come out here for his first visit, May of 2021, and passed in August. And you never think when you hug somebody at the airport that that is going to be the last time that you see them, right?
Right.
And so I was honest. You know, blood couldn't make us any closer. His name was Stavon, S-T-A-V-O-N, Williams. But I have one living brother, so I didn't want to say, oh, my brother died, but Stavon was my brother.
Right, right, right.
You know, so I was honest and said,
well, blood doesn't make you related, you know.
You're right about it. So I was honest with management at the time and said, you know, one of my best friends just passed away. And, you know, the response was, oh, friend, they don't count. And I will never forget those words ever because you couldn't tell my shattered heart, you know, that he didn't matter to me. But the limited, terrible corporate structure is, oh, it has to be a parent or a grandparent or a sibling.
Right.
You know,
where's the heart?
Where is the heart? Well, what if I was adopted and I don't know my biological?
Especially, hold on, isn't that the place that has the segment? Where's the heart? Or the
yeah.
So Devon passed in Kentucky, right?
So he was from Tennessee. He passed
Tennessee.
In North Carolina. So
so you needed a couple of days to go out there.
That's correct.
And come back.
That's correct. And as you know, heading to that side of the country, Louisville being a main airport hub, or Nashville for that funeral specifically, that's 8 hours travel minimum because there's always a layover. It's nothing direct.
Sure.
So I was they denied me bereavement. And so I had to tap into PTO to be able to go and bury my best friend.
And I say this completely jokingly. How dare was this maybe during sweeps?
Caldor Fire.
Oh,
August
well,
2021,
okay, well,
Caldor Fire. And then, of course, internationally, we were withdrawing troops from Afghanistan. It was probably the third wave.
There's
always news.
There's always news. Something in the news, and there's always something, an excuse they will give you. But so
my world was on fire. I did not care about wildfires in the West. My world was on
each,
fire.
We each have these things happen in our lives. But I don't understand this because you had big ratings at 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock. You started the 10 o'clock p.m. news. You launched it yourself. You must get people all the time asking about this. I mean,
I won them their first Emmy in station history. Came with my spirit.
That's right, absolutely. I remember that.
When I went to Paradise for 1 year later of the campfire.
Yeah.
And I broadcasted, you know, burnt out buildings behind me. I did the 10 and the 11 o'clock from there. I moved across the country. Where is the kindness to say, let's take care of our anchor? She's in shambles. Let's give her 3 days. It costs
nothing.
Yeah,
that's not, that, yeah.
It's
that's
disrespectful.
Gone away.
And it's, you being discarded, FYI.
And treated as a product, not a person.
You know, here's something. Hold on, John Tabney. You know, with you two here in the studio now, I was never an anchor. I was a traffic reporter on Channel 8 for 4 years. But on top of that, though, people don't really realize, kind of, especially in like a mid-market like this, what people go through when you're in that entertainment industry. And it's not like you're a millionaire. You know, you're balling on a budget, you know, like I know one of my good friends still to this day was an anchor on Channel 8, Ann Cutler. And still, you know, she told me how it worked with that stuff. And it's like, you are not really, I mean, like, I hate to say it, but it's like sometimes in the entertainment, especially on TV, you're really dealing with a bunch of stuff that people don't really realize. And what I mean by that, I don't want to go maybe so deep, but it's just that it's television and it's not quite as like radio doesn't have it. You know, if I need to take time off, I'm not a face.
We're
just
real
a
people.
Voice.
Yeah,
we are real people. And even news anchors are real people, even though they're there. Someone like Tabney might be there showing up with a beautiful smile on her face, but at the same time, her heart is absolutely breaking. Listen, girl, I've done the same thing many times on this show right here where my heart is breaking. And I got to put a smile on and make Northern Nevada happy.
We know. Did they let you say goodbye on the air?
No.
Oh, no,
so
that
was
happens.
August of 20. Let me give you the timeline. So Stevon's funeral was August 2021. So, uh-huh. You know, instinctively and divinely, the hourglass started ticking then because that was my first major loss. I'm blessed to still have parents and grandparents. So it put life in perspective that, wow, now I'm across the country and travel is such a huge component. I can't be at a place with 10 PTO days for the year. 11 PTO days for the year. So my contract was up August 2022. I went and talked to him. You know, my hope was to bust down to part-time. I just recognized I could not handle covering. He passed in a car wreck. Do you know how many car wrecks we cover on the local news? It was traumatizing.
Right.
And so I
said. But you still wanted to work there.
Yeah, so I wanted to bust down to part-time because at the time they were launching Telemundo. I'm conversational in Spanish because I minored in college.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, wow, a black woman in Northern Nevada doing some reports and some conversations in Espanol. Let's get it.
Right.
Presented that to the new management from 2022. And then a week or so later, they said that they did not have the money in the budget to hold me on as part-time. And so I did a video on my social media to let my viewers know that my time was coming up. Here's what I've been going through this last year. I'm reporting, anchoring, producing, hosting, doing 12 jobs with one paycheck. I gave it to them real, very eloquent, but my authenticity and my truth. That video circulated and got almost 10,000 views. And so Monday the 15th, my last week, I got a call saying, we're packing up your stuff. Don't worry about coming back to the building. We'll get your shifts covered. And their excuse was, oh, you've been asking for more time. So we want to give you more time. So they gave me 5 forced paid days off, and it shows they could have gave me 5 days off to bury my best friend.
Well, so the attitude was, well, you were asking for more time, so now we're going to give it to you, and like really give it to you. And what is this? They packed up your stuff.
Disabled my key fob. I mean, treated me like an active shooter. You know,
I will tell you. So this
did
is the thing.
They clean out your desk and put it in a box? And
2 boxes. Yeah.
People don't realize this. This is something we need to actually get out to the public because even, for instance, on this show, if they knew they were firing me, like let's say Evans Broadcast knew they were firing me, they would never let me on this show for 3 straight hours and just talk my mind. That's not how it works in any media. That's not, no, you never know. Did you get a goodbye, John?
News, no. Well, no. They cut me off on mid-sentence.
They do. They cut you off.
News people are professionals, though. We don't go on and rant. And I was actually saying goodbye to the viewers in a very nice way. Thank you. 20 years at Channel 2. And they cut me off after 20 seconds. And there was another minute and a half to go in the show. And unbelievable. So they would not let you in the building even.
Correct. Yeah, I'm supposed to work that
after
last
all,
week.
You mm-hmm. did. Okay. And, so
yeah, so that's not, my story. That is what happened. Bereavement is what opened my eyes to let me know, thank you, how short. And we cover it daily. But, you know, my therapist said grief had never kicked down my door personally. Right. I would never wish the way that I had to grieve publicly on anyone.
So
know,
right,
as
right.
public figures.
So to cap up this discussion. They're not nice people at all. Okay, they're not nice people. And you're black. I'm old. We are not the first string at these at Channel 8 or Channel 2, even if you're there 20 years like I was.
Wow.
I have not found any success because when people hear I'm 68 years old, this is what I think. They're not interested. Mm-hmm. And I have a great track record like you. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had great rating success and I was getting up at 2:30 in the morning every day and you were working very, very hard.
Past midnight.
Behind the scenes, mm-hmm. you were mentoring people, I heard, at the Channel 8 newsroom.
We just got a text, actually, from a loyal listener, Renee. She said, my heart breaks for you, Tabney, but look how Channel 2 locals CBS treated John. Sickening treatment. We love you both.
Thank you. Love you.
Well, let's shift positive because after the break here, we're going to talk about what you're doing now.
Awesome. Yes.
And this is an awesome contribution to our community with what you do because it is 100% positive and effective. And it's great news to hear. But we are taking calls 775-884-9910 talk to us here with Jay and John and Tabney Dozier. From X Channel 8 here in the studio with us.
Absolutely. It's about to get real next right here. It's live and local. John Potter, Jay Biggs, The Weeknd, 99.1 FM Talk, Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3, your FM News Talk time, 11:17.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk for Smith & Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
Hello, it's John Potter with Jay Biggs. Our guest, Tabney Dozier, phone number 775-884-9910.
Well, we do have a caller right now on the line. Let's go ahead and go to Winston in Reno, and he wants to talk to John. Good morning, Winston. Welcome to The Weeknd.
Thank you for taking the call. No, I love both of you guys when I watch on the news. And I want to share real quick, though, in the whole ageism thing. I'm 58 years old. I grew up in Southern California. I've been in Reno 20 years. When I was growing up, we had Jerry Dunphy. We had Jess Marlowe, Trisha Toyota, Connie Chung. And we would notice after you get into around your mid-60s, all of a sudden these great anchors who had so much to still give were gone, and they would replace them with younger people. So I don't think 68 is too old, and I think that we should not discriminate against people because of age. And when someone's been at a job for 20 years, and if they're going to be let go, they should be treated with respect. But that was just my two cents.
Thank you, my friend.
It's like Anchorman or Anchorwoman euthanization. Well, in a weird way. I mean, I hate to say it, but
I'm 68. I was replaced by a 25-year-old like that. Anyway, let's turn positive. We are still taking calls, 775-884-9910.
Yeah.
So, Tabney, where are you now and what are you doing?
Oh, this is the fun part. And may I just say thank you for allowing me to share my truth and share my story. I do appreciate it.
That's what we're about, is keeping it real, honestly. That's
so grateful for this space. So the great news, baby, is I have pivoted and taken my Emmy Award-winning excellence and have launched Tabney Dozier Enterprises, a multifaceted media company. And so I am still in Reno. Yes, I am. But it's hard to catch me now because we're building this bi-coastal. I'm actually going to Louisville, back to Louisville for Kentucky Derby, May 1 through May 7th.
That's how you know they're from Kentucky. It's not Louisville.
That's
Louisville.
That's right. You got to say it right, baby. And so I've been hired for red carpet coverage for Derby red carpet. So the avenues of my business, storytelling, whether it's written or visual, you know, companies can hire me for client testimonials, for staff highlights, for new products.
Companies, along with nonprofits and individuals, you can write an article about them or to promote.
Yes.
A brand, do one-on-one interviews with them on their website or social media. I saw you did one for the El Dorado, was it?
Yes, yes.
Or a video feature on people, too.
Yes. And, you know, what I notice about being in the local news realm is we cannot cover everything because public safety is so important. So good stories often just don't. There's no room. You know, if we have wildfires or 80s been closed because of this snowpocalypse we've been dealing with, we're not going to be able to tell this feel-good story. So my tagline is your story, your way. Let's still get the word out. Put it on your website. Put it on your social media. And I've even had some videos I've created that clients have used for investors, baby. Now we're talking about the money, right?
Right.
So when they ask, what do you do? They play my video. you know, of whatever the topic is, whether it's their services, their personal journey, their staff, whatever they want. So I'm doing public speaking training. A lot of folks are terrified of, you know, not just going on camera, but talking in front of crowds.
So do you actually do that?
I do individualized sessions with, you know, if you're going into politics.
Oh, my gosh.
I'd
love
CEO,
to learn how to do that. That's so cool.
You help people
get more comfortable.
Win elections like
That's
that.
Right. That's
you
right.
get people to like people.
Yes.
And
how for the politicians to answer rough questions or to handle a debate properly, you know, not just their mechanics, but we can practice responses.
Well, you sound very busy. You got a thing going on today right after this interview.
Yes.
Where are you going?
So like you said, nonprofits, you know, the big brothers, big sisters, the word is out about Jeremy Renner and his awesome donation to that nonprofit. He renovated an entire bus
that's now right.
is a mobile rec center, and it's on his new show on Disney Plus. So I've got some content to cut, and I've got to work so that I'm not behind the
ball. Does this have to do with what he was doing over on Audi?
That's right.
Wow.
Yep.
This
but they so just
cool.
all, you know, had to, Disney don't play. So they all had to sign non-disclosure
right.
so they couldn't talk about it until a week or so ago.
You know why I love you is that you're very big on motivation, inspiring speeches, and positive quotes. It's such a powerful thing. And like I said earlier, people watch the news too much. You know, it drags you down. It affects you mentally. Politics, it doesn't deserve a minute of my time. But things like a simple thing, what's the secret to happiness? It's one thing. It's gratefulness is the secret to being happy. Gratefulness. People don't realize what a paradise we live in. Look at nature. Look at the sky when you get up. What inspires you? What gets you in that frame of mind?
The rent's just too damn high. That's all.
Shut up.
Baby.
No, I'm serious.
Shut
well,
up.
It is, though. Other than that, the paradise.
Because the cost of living is 40% higher than Louisville, and Louisville is double the, you know, almost double the size here. So it is expensive. But
you still live here.
And how can I leave? How can I leave Tahoe? That's my best
right.
friend. I mean, it really is the mountains. I hear God clearer out here. It's quiet because it's not my hometown. So you don't have family. You don't have old coworkers. You should do. I just get to move with grace and gratitude and say, God, what do you tell me what to do with TDE. And that is why it is working so successfully, because I've turned it over to him. He's guided me. I've never went without food. I've never went without shelter. And entrepreneurship full time is not a joke. Nobody's cutting you a check anymore.
Right.
This is
right.
All of that. That's exactly what you said to me in the hot tub at GSR.
Yes.
We shared a hot tub together.
Chili cook-off pre-COVID.
And we also worked at the chili cook-off.
Yes, that's right.
Things like that. So now that you're off the news, do you watch the news?
Nope.
The quality has gone down, hasn't it?
And
local TV news.
Well, yeah.
Sorry, I love you, Joe Hart. I really do. But local TV news now seems to be 2 minutes of local news and the rest national filler.
I'm not going to lie. I have not watched. I tuned back in because Louisville had a mass shooting
two weeks ago, right
after Easter weekend. And my nerves were shot until I could, you know, make sense of, was everyone that I knew okay?
Right.
So I tuned in then, and that was 2 weeks ago, but I have not watched. And that is because for the first time in my life, I don't have to be on. I don't have to be in the know. I get to say, oh, I didn't hear about that. And I've not been able to do that my entire adulthood. But, you know, to your point, just in my 12-year trajectory, my craft is suffering. And the craft that I love so dearly,
the
you know, seeing Robin
business.
Roberts, seeing Oprah Winfrey, seeing people, you know, tell the news that really, Diane Sawyer, I'm from Kentucky, she's a legend. But it is not the same anymore. Now they are paying reporters $14 and $15 an hour when rent is $1,700 a month.
Local
make
TV
it make
news.
Sense.
Yeah.
Local, that's correct.
Listen, I hate to say it, but I'd love to be on the morning news still making $14 an hour. I would love it. I mean...
Yeah.
No, but listen.
Just wait, Wing Wing's gonna happen.
I'm this close to working at Starbucks. I'm not gonna lie.
I understand.
Yeah. Anyway, you're doing much better.
Well,
good for you.
Thank you. It's just I want to thank this community because it's easy to go back home, and the way that this community wrapped its arms around me when I moved out here and accepted me and joined in on 10, and my Facebook Lives were a huge hit. Now that I've pivoted, they say, "Well, you hosted that for me when you worked at Channel 8. You did this for us. You got this on there." I'm still going to call Tabney because I can trust her. So thank you, Reno, Northern Nevada.
This town will not let you go.
Wow. That's why I'm building bi-coastal. Sorry to interrupt, but that's why I'm building bi-coastal, because my family's like, well, come back home. And I'm like, Reno's got its arm so tight around me. I'm getting opportunity after opportunity and paid gig after paid gig now.
Tabney, are you experiencing anything like I did, though? Because, see, I mean, I grew up in the hood in Kansas City, right? And those guys still look at me like, man, you made it out to the West Coast. You're doing big things. You're on the news. You know, you're like, they think I'm balling out of control. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But like, really, I'm just doing me, just trying to do good, you know? And I think that's something, it's making connections. You know, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Mm-hmm. And that's truth. And Reno, I'll tell you right now, I went down as a career move. You can, as an anchor person, you can understand what I'm talking about here. In 2007, I said to myself after 5 years on the air, I said, I need to make a career move and make more money. Whether it made more or not, I don't know. But I decided to go to a major market. I went to Los Angeles. 2 years on the air in L.A., and I came back to Reno and made more money, got on Channel 8 and did some stuff. You know what I mean? So it was like you have to sometimes take a leap in order to, you know, because scared money doesn't make money, right?
Oh, man. And I say I'm delusional. I have delusional faith. You know, I brought on my first. Oh, TDE has assistant now. We're getting some freelancers.
You got faith. That right there will get you booted
That's
off
it.
The news.
That-
yes. Well,
it's
you right. got a point there.
Right.
But you know what? Some people can do what you do. Some can't. Some people can really ace at social media. Others can't. You seem to be a social media genius. So we got a break for the news. Okay. Remember the news?
It sounds familiar.
I miss it. Before we go, one more time with your number and how people can contact you.
Yes, thank you all so much. TabneyDozier.com, TabneyDozier. And then info@TabneyDozier.com.
And your Facebook.
Yes, Tabney Dozier energy. News. A lot of people are like, you're not in news. I'm still a journalist. Right. So my Facebook is huge. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Northern Nevada, for keeping me lifted on this journey. I love y'all.
I love you, dear. Yeah, and Channel 8 and Channel 2, you're missing out.
Absolutely.
We're going to break.
Yes, so. Thank y'all for having me.
It's KKFT's game.
Thank you, sweetheart.
All right,
so nice.
Folks, we're going to be back right here after the news on 99.1 FM Talk. Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3. Your FM News Talk time, 11:31.
Proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
Where the phone number is 775-884-9910. I'm John Potter with Jay Biggs.
That is right. And you can check us out right here each and every Saturday morning, 9 to noon on 99.1 FM Talk. Smith & Mason Valley's 92.3. We also have a podcast at 991FMTalk.com. Go and check that out. Also, if you want to go to the Carson Comedy Club tonight, we still have some tickets available. We are asking you to text into that number. Once again, it's 775-884-9910. If you want to go to the 6 o'clock show or the 8 o'clock show, all you need to do is text in your first and last name and 6 or 8 o'clock, and the first 5 texts for each one of those shows is going to get a pair of tickets, so 10 pairs total to give out. But we have guests.
Yes, Linda. How you doing, Linda?
Great. Thank you.
And Demi Gonzalez here, talking about one of the greatest programs we have here in town. And vets, we're talking to you. It's the Adopt a Vet Dental Program. And this is such a great thing for our veterans. And many of them don't know about it. You guys, Linda, what is the Adopt a Vet Dental Program?
Well, the Adopt-A-Vet Dental Program started in 2013 when my husband and I discovered all these veterans, about 60 of them, living in subsidized housing. And they were in dire need of dental care. They were pulling their teeth out with pliers. They were going around with swollen gums from abscesses and infection. And I said, why aren't you going to the VA dental clinic? And they said, well, nobody can. It's so restrictive, and it really is. There's 3 criteria. You have to be 100% disabled or service connected, injured in the jaw of the mouth while in service, or have been a prisoner of war. So you see, that leaves out the vast majority of our veterans. About 92 80% of our veterans do not qualify for dental care.
And dental care is expensive, as we all know.
It really is. So I made them a promise that somehow, some way, I would find them affordable dental care. But there really wasn't anything. And to keep that promise, my husband and I started our nonprofit to help veterans. But the only way it was going to work is if we could get our dentist on board to provide free dental care.
Well, and God bless those dentists.
Right.
How many dentists did you get to donate their time?
You know, we started with our first six by asking our own dentist, hey, would you help a veteran? And the response was so incredible. They said yes. So we actually began with six. Fast forward to now, and we have 143 dentists.
Wow. In this area?
Primarily in this area, but we also service 14 counties in northern and central Nevada. And it's just been it's been a win-win. You know,
you actually expanded to Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's Demi's going to hit it from there.
But I got to say, I'm shocked and disappointed that there are so many very onerous restrictions from the VA to provide dental care to our vets.
Right. I had to learn a long time ago, how are we going to run this program without the VA? However, I do want to point out that 98% of all our referrals come from the VA, but we get no, you know, federal funding.
How do you do it? I mean, this not only takes a lot of work, but also you need funds to keep something like that going. Demi?
Sure. Well, we've been very blessed to have a lot of just Nevadans that love veterans that were able to just willing to give to the program. But not only that, we petitioned the state government to try and help us out in some way to actually, you know, help us run the program. About three legislative sessions ago, they decided that, yeah, we're going to help you out. We realize that the need is great. And there's 270,000 veterans in the state of Nevada. About 44,000 of those don't qualify for dental care in the VA. So what we're doing is just trying to do what we can. But yeah, the legislators have done their part in trying to help us out as much as they could.
It just seems odd to me. I mean, maybe I'm wrong here. Like, couldn't you just put them all on Medicaid or something? Because I get free dental on Medicaid because I qualify. So
yeah, well,
do they not?
But that's a big problem. Is that most of the programs that are given by Medicaid, they cover very little of what most of these veterans need. Like 67-68% of our clientele are all from Vietnam, and most of them, you know how they were treated when they left Vietnam. They didn't want anything to do with the VA or the government in general.
They got spit on. It was ridiculous.
They got spit on, and so what they did is eventually when
and people, that's not an urban legend.
No, that's true.
Some people think that's an urban legend.
No, it's not. And so a lot of these veterans didn't go to the dentist for a very long time, and they had drug issues, alcoholism issues, all the things that you know they never got help for PTSD. So if you fast forward to today, and a lot of them were getting help, psychological help, and they're finding their way back to asking the government to help them with what war created in their lives. And so now it's not that simple for our veterans. Most of them need tons of dental care. I'm talking multiple root canals, and a root canal can cost you anywhere from $3,000 to $4,000 just for one root canal. And then crowns and bridges and dentures and partials and all that costs a lot of money that they don't have.
You know, I will say with my own personal journey that I've had, you know, when I went in there just on, like I said, Medicaid, you had to have specific amounts of teeth that were bad before they would even do anything to you. You know, and it's like, what? You know, it's like basically you got to have your whole like mouth falling out. But, you know, people don't realize, too. Let's talk about this with the dental thing. That you can get really sick.
Sure.
And this is something that affects these vets, too. Like, you can get really, really bad sick from having like a tooth infection or anything.
It even affects your heart.
Yes, right, that's what I'm saying.
Right. If infection goes to your heart or your brain, it will kill you. And it's very, very serious. In fact, we weren't able to meet some of our, you know, to help some of our veterans. So we don't want that to ever happen again. But I started this program because of our Vietnam veterans. That's my heir. And it was one way to get.
Was there one specific case that really
one of the reasons that, again, we started it, one of our veterans, his name was JC.
Yeah.
He tried to do a trade. He worked in construction when he could. And he just couldn't trade with a dentist, say, hey, I'll fix up anything with your home and stuff. And he did not get help. And he was in his 40s and he passed away because that infection went. No, so that's
because
really
of that infection?
Absolutely.
You know what? I had a tooth. One time I let a toothache go almost 3 weeks. And it got to the point where, like, I mean, I was like head spinning sick. Like,
so
I couldn't even function.
You have lived it. You know.
It's the worst. And so, well, it's and you know what, though? That was just a part of me being a young kid who was working a job in media that doesn't have, good coverage for insurance. And I was like, how am I going to come off $1,000 for a root canal? I get paid $12 an hour or whatever, you know? Like, so,
sure.
So these are the things right here that people have to think about. And thank God for folks like you that help out these vets, because these people, not only because, hey, freedom isn't free. And these people fought for us to for our freedoms and for our country. I think we owe them a little bit back, you know, more so than we owe somebody who has done nothing and just applied for government assistance.
It's really been an honor to serve these veterans. And we want to get the word out, since we have some more state funding, that we want to help you. We want you to give us a call, and we'll see if you qualify. Maybe, Demi, you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. I mean,
how do they do that?
Yeah, you can call. I mean, you can call our office, and if you're in the Reno area, at 775-470-8707, and that's our phone number here. But if you're in the Vegas area, if you're visiting Reno and this just happens to be listening to this radio clip, just know that our number there is 702-268-2836. If you just call us, we have veteran advocates for the state of Nevada that will pick up the phone and they'll ride you through the process on how to qualify for our program. Now, there is a stipulation. You have to be you can't make more than, you know, a certain amount of money, but it's very viable. I mean, most of the people that call our program,
so you have
an
income limitation there.
Yeah. Sure.
So if their income is higher than what?
Well, I mean, it really depends. I mean, they're at the 250% poverty rate. If you're above that, of course, we'll mm-hmm. see you. But there's other variables too, because, you know, as you know, the housing market here has gone crazy. So when people when they were paying, you know, $600-$700 a month in rent, most of these people now are paying anywhere from $8,000 to $9,000 a month in rent. And so we take that into consideration as well. I mean, these are factors that they had no control over. And so as an executive, people from our program, we get together and go like, look, this guy barely didn't make it, but we need to help this guy because it was not in his control that he's paying, you know, $500 more a month in rent. So we look at factors like that.
You folks are a godsend.
Right.
And to get 140 dentists?
And growing.
And to volunteer and do this for our veterans.
Sure.
I wish we could list them all by name. We don't have the time to do it.
Well, we have.
But they are angels.
1,571 so far.
1,571 what?
Veterans.
Oh, veterans.
Oh, I'm sorry,
dentists that have stepped forward to help us with our veterans.
God
it's just
bless
really
them.
Been incredible.
God bless them.
Yeah.
That warms my heart so much.
You know, we couldn't do this without them, and we just really appreciate them.
We have other organizations as well that have stepped up to the plate. We have Volunteers in Medicine in Las Vegas. They had a building, and they had a dental clinic that they were not using on the weekends. And we approached them and said, "Hey, would you be willing to allow us to use your dental clinic at a price we can afford?" And the founder of Volunteers in Medicine in Las Vegas said, "You know what? We're not only going to let you use it, but we'll charge you $1 for every time you use our clinic," which that's amazing. You can just imagine what it takes to run a dental clinic
right.
and the cost in it, but they were willing to just charge us $1 for every time that we use it. And that's a blessing.
This is what I love to hear.
Now, let me ask
the
you.
The heart of this area.
Absolutely.
Something that's going to obviously help you guys out is you have an upcoming golf tournament at Red Hawk, correct?
We do.
Please, okay, if you could, just give us some important details on that one. And that way we can... that way we can tell everybody about it. So
and
they can
raise some more
it.
For you.
Thank you. Yes. It's going to be at Red Hawk, and it's going to be Friday, June the 30th. And we need players to come nice. Out and help us fundraise. And it's going to be a great day. And some of our veterans will be there, too, helping and volunteering. And we just need your help to participate. And,
well, how can people get in touch with you to get qualified in for this? Here?
Again, that same number.
You don't have a website or?
We do. Okay. AdoptAVetDental.com.
AdoptAVetDental.com.
And all that information is on our website. You can just sign up for the golf tournament right then and there, or send us a check and mail it.
We also have another fundraiser that we're doing the weekend of Memorial Day weekend, and that's going to be in Las Vegas, and the space. So the space is in a central location in close to downtown Las Vegas, and it'll be the Friday before the Monday of Memorial Day, which is that Monday, but the Friday before we're having an event, and it's from 6 to 9 o'clock, and we're having comedians there. We're having different artists go there, and they're giving their time for free, and we do charge a minimum price of a certain amount, but you go on our website. We also have that on our website as well, and we're trying to raise money in the South as well.
Awesome to talk to you folks. You know, I don't usually like to talk about dental procedures on the radio. I just had a filling done, and I think smoke was coming out. I really don't like to talk about them.
But it's better to talk about the procedure than have it, though.
One of the reasons why we're raising funds is while the dentists will do their time and services, AdoptAVet is responsible for all the dental work, the dentures, the partials, the crowns, and we all know how expensive that is.
Oh, yeah.
And then we do all the case management. We make it really easy for our dentists. I do want to say that there's two models to our program. We began with the community dentists that are out in the out in the field there, but we also have a once a week dental clinic, the AdoptAVet Dental Clinic, up at Truckee Community College, and so we're there every Thursday. So a veteran will either go up there, or he'll go out in the community with a dental community.
And that's on your website too.
It is,
which is AdoptAVetDental.com. All right, awesome. You two. Wonderful news
thank
to hear
you.
From you.
Thank you
Demi,
so
Linda, thank you so much.
Demi Gonzalez, Linda Haag, thank you so much. AdoptAVet Dental Program. And we are going to be back right here for the final segment on the weekend with Live and Local John and Jay right here. 99.1 FM Talk, Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3, your FM News Talk time, 11:52.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
John Potter with Jay Biggs each Saturday morning. We're live here 9 to noon.
Yeah, I like how you emphasize that B. Biggs. It is. You know what? We're having fun this morning. We have had so many cool guests. I got to tell you, it's been a fun show, John. And it's a beautiful start to our weekend outside. Look at it. The temperatures are nice. It doesn't look like we have any snow in the forecast, at least for right now. But wait an hour. We do have this in the forecast, though. Tickets still. Carson Comedy Club. If you'd like to go to Saturday's show tonight at the Grand Showroom at the Carson Nugget, the Ladies Night Out comedy show featuring Lisa Alvarado and Christine Little. They have that meet and greet starting at 5:30 tonight. Or they also have the shows at 6 and 8. If you would like to go to either one of those shows, we still have a very limited now amount of tickets that are still available for the 6 and 8 o'clock show.
And they're free.
Yes, they are free. Yep. And we want you to text in your first and last name and which show, 6 or 8 o'clock, that you would like to go to.
And a clarification.
Yes.
5 to 6 is the meet and greet.
Oh, okay. I thought it was 5:30. My bad.
That's all right. So you're allowed one mistake for a year, but so that's it.
if only that was all I had. That would be nice. But yeah, it's so definitely if you want to go to that show tonight and even go and do the meet and greet, make sure you text in 775-884-9910, your first and last name, and 6 or 8 o'clock as to which show you want to go to. And John? Or actually, Craig. Craig, didn't you have something you want to talk about?
I do. I just want to let people know. So if you want to get your San Francisco Giants fix, we have a game. First pitch today at 1:05 on AM 1300 KCMY. We are proud to be carrying them. Their day games are all on AM 1300, and the evening games are on both AM 1300 and 102.5 FM.
That is right. We are proud to be the Giants affiliates here in Northern Nevada on your Northern Nevada airwaves for sure. So make sure you listen
but
that.
But that means less classic country music, so.
Well, you know.
Hey, John, AM is fading away anyway, so you'll never notice.
No, it isn't.
Didn't Waylon
it's
Jennings.
It's a plot.
Somebody said, take this game and shove it. Is that what he said?
That's right.
Old school. You know what? Hey, I love old country. That's it.
I
if
do
you've
too.
Never listened to KCMY, one of our sister stations, I'm going to brag on it real quick. That's real country. That is what real country is. Steel guitar, damn it.
Yep.
If there's
that
a
classic
steel guitar.
Country out there, yep.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, folks. Today's thought to think about. The Constitution doesn't need to be rewritten. It needs to be reread. And it should be read by every member of Congress at the beginning of each session.
And by every student in school.
Yes. Yes. After the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, I was just going to say the pledge.
The pledge and the golden rule. Remember the golden rule. Anyway.
What was the golden rule, actually?
It was just a general don't do unto others, you know, that.
Yeah.
It was the golden rule of
okay,
being a
President
decent
Biden,
human being. Okay,
President Biden, that's his take on it, too.
Okay.
I'll get you.
Oh, boy. It's the weekend, live and local each and every Saturday morning. Join us next Saturday, 9 to noon, right here on 99.1 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley's 92.3.